Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Happy holiday season. Today we're talking about getting out of the hell of the holidays. This is one of my least favorite times of the year. I've worked in customer service most of my adult life and really do not enjoy this time of year. So, hello, Lori. Welcome. Or hi, Sarah. That's not Lori yet. So one of the best tools, and now Lori's on the line. Hi, Lori. I will unmute you. I'm unmuting you now. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Good. Much better than I anticipated for this time of year.
Good.
So a great tool for this time of year that, and I haven't done this yet. We use the clearing statement, and more information on that can be found on www.theclearingstatement.com. So a great tool for this time of year is Who Does This Belong To?, which many of you may not know, but 99.9% of all of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions don't actually belong to us. So when you do Who Does This Belong To? And then the clearing statement, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, talk, shorts, boys, and beyond, you lose some of the charge that your brain takes from other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions, which this time of year with all the Grinches and Scrooges and way too happy people, those Christmas junkies, you can really swim through the muck and find out what's really you. So.
Yeah.
Hey, Danielle.
Can you handle this call on your own today? I have some stuff going on here with the situation, and so it would be lighter and more productive if you handle this, and I'll join you all again. That'd be awesome. Okay, go for it, and I can't wait to hear this call. And you get to talk on your own. Okay. Great. Bye.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay,
so everywhere you have set yourself up for approval this season, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And this time of year, I've spent a lot of time just, it's the time of gift giving, and sometimes people very much expect that. So everywhere that you have had your gift dissed dynamically, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you try to spend your joy through your wallet instead of with your presence, will you present, like being present in the moment, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And how many times have you had to suffer the holidays and everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Okay. Everywhere you have thing you have done to be the Grinch or Scrooge or other naysayer of the Christmas season, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. This time, something that's really always upset me about this time of season is the bastardization of the pagan holiday. Christmas is supposed to be the celebration of the winter solstice when days start getting longer again. So what have you made so vital about voiding the pagan joy of transforming the end of deprivation into the celebration of possibility are you using to invalidate the gift of you and all others should be choosing? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all times a godzillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what have you made so vital about voiding the end of deprivation of the pagan joy? What have you made so vital about voiding the pagan joy of the end of deprivation into possibility are you using to invalidate the gift of you and all others you should be choosing? Everything that is destroyed and created all times a godzillion. in this time of year, there is a lot of control from, like, the mass media at large. We've got a huge consumerism thing going on this time of year, sale after sale after sale after sale. And what have you made so vital about choosing the sales of the season that you shouldn't be choosing, and everything that is, will you destroy it and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond? And I wanted to talk about allowance of this time of year. A lot of the time, we can really get into the muck and mire of all that is happening, and to be an allowance is to be the rock in the stream and just let everything flow on by, as opposed to taking on all the points of views and charges and just getting growth with all that energy. So everywhere you are not in allowance of the season, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And I call it the season and the holidays because to me it's not just about Christmas. It's about, for me, it's the whole, like, Thanksgiving to New Year's Day. It's just one, it's like a month and a week of just shit most of the time because I have worked in customer service my whole life. And what would it take to change that? We wanted to talk about the gift of appreciation today. And the difference between praise and gratitude, there is a slightly different energy to each word. And praise is the root word of appreciation. And it's like when you receive a gift, just make sure you are in appreciation of it. And I'm sorry, I just got a text message. Make sure you are in appreciation of the text you or the gifts you receive, not the text. And so what energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be the gift of appreciation this holiday season with total ease? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroying and create it all, tend to Godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And let's do that again. What energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be the gift of appreciation of the season with total ease, and everything that doesn't allow that, destroying and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And this time, like, sometimes when we get into the, don't get lost in the, like, I have to spend money on gifts, and I have to, like, you set yourself up for disapproval by all the spending you do, and you know, you're trying to show your love for your loved ones by buying them gifts when it's not, like, give them, like, just show them how much you appreciate them. You don't have to get them anything or give them anything. I know there is sometimes a great expectation for gifting, but what would it take for this to be a time of year for receiving? And not just receiving gifts, but receiving presents of the ones you love. Like, I know that's part of my favorite, that's my favorite part of the holiday season is spending time with my loved ones. And yes, presents are amazing, but you know, completely unnecessary, I believe, because presents part of the season is really just about spending. And we should be, you know, just being around those we love as opposed to the financial suffering that comes from this time of year. Where have you set yourself up for failure with gifts and financial suffering this time of year, and everything that is destroying and created all times a Godzillion? And everywhere that you have sacrificed to have your gifts this dynamically, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Well, that one has a lot of charge on it. So everywhere you have financially sacrificed and had your gifts dissed dynamically. Will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So what invention are you using to create the disappointment of Christmas you are choosing? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate at all times a godzillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And what invention are you using to create the disappointment of Christmas you are choosing? Everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate at all times a godzillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. I don't know if it was the last episode or the episode before this, but we presented this tool. And you can run this kind of with anything. What do the holidays mean to me? And everything that brings up, will you destroy, uncreate it all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what do I mean to the holidays? And everything that brings up or lets down, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what does sex with the holidays mean to me? And everything that brings up or lets down, will you destroy and uncreate it all? And just to explain on this, sex in Access Consciousness Speak isn't copulation where body parts go together. Sex is receiving, which we talk a little bit about already on this episode. So what does sex with the holidays mean to me? So everywhere you're unable to like receive from the holidays or be with the holidays, this clearing is going to dissipate some of the charge there. So everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what does sex with me mean to the holidays? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. I'm going to run that with Christmas too. So what does Christmas mean to me? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion. What do I mean to Christmas? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. What does sex with Christmas mean to me? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what does sex with me mean to Christmas? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Oh, those have a lot of charge on them. I'm running out of material. So what have you made so vital about voiding the pagan joy of transforming the end of separation into the celebration of possibility? Are you using to invalidate the gift of you and all others should be choosing? Everything that is, times a godzillion, destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. What have you made so vital about voiding the pagan joy of transforming winter into the possibility? Into possibility, are you using to invalidate the gift of you and all others should be choosing? And everything that allows that, destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So everywhere you have set yourself up for approval this time of year, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And this is going back to like having your gifts dissed. You buy the gifts with the point of view that people should like approve of what you buy them, but sometimes they just aren't as into what you bought them as them to be. And I think this really brings us back to the appreciation. Like even if you receive a gift from someone that's not what you expected or wanted for Christmas per se, still be in gratitude and praise for whatever it is they got you or made you or are giving to you, and just receive it. Like, I think that's a huge part of appreciation, is being receptive to what it is you were given. And I know I've been a bit of a Christmas snob through my teenage years and 20s where, like, I got a gift and just, like, why the hell would you get me this? And I, looking back at it, I really feel bad that I wasn't in more appreciation of the gifts I was given and demanded that gift receipt so that I could return it and get myself something I actually wanted. So all the energy that brought up for anyone else, destroy and uncreate it all, times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what would it take for us to be in appreciation of everything we receive, be it judgment or gifts or kind words or even sometimes cruel words, and everything that's bringing up, destroying uncreated all times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what projections, expectations, conclusions, decisions, rejections, computations, all the DJCCs, which are decisions, judgments, conclusions, and computations, so I already said all that, that we have of the holiday season, of gift-giving, of spending time with family, will we destroy and uncreate all of that so that we can function from a clear slate and just be for the holidays? And everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all times a gazillion. So, and I'll do that again. What projections, expectations, decisions, conclusions, judgments, computations, conclusions are we functioning from during the holiday season that if we were to let go of them would give us total choice this time of year? Everything that doesn't allow that, destroying and created all times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So what else is possible this time of year? What would you like to choose for the holidays? Would you like to continue to be joyous this time of year and not get into just Grinch or Scrooge of the season? Which everywhere you have decided to be the Grinch or Scrooge or other naysayer of the Christmas season, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And I know sometimes, like, I just want to be grumpy. There have been a few years where I just wanted to be grumpy this time of year just to prove a point. So, and what is that? Why would you choose to be anything but happy? I mean, yeah, shit happens sometimes, but so what joyous energy can you be through the holidays that would make your life totally easeful and everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond. So I personally right now at work, I have a little tag inside my waitress book that says, like, merry and bright, so that I remember that, you know, it's, even if I want to go into this Scrooge or Grinch of the season, I have that little reminder, like, it's that time of year to be merry and bright. So everywhere you are unwilling to be merry and bright for the season or any season, will you destroy and uncreate all of that and everything that doesn't allow you to be that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So everywhere you are unwilling to be merry and bright for the season, will you destroy and uncreate it all times a gazillion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Wow, that's moving a lot of energy. And I'll run this one. What invention are you using to create the disappointment of Christmas you are choosing? Everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And this time of year, like, there are so many expectations set. So running a clearing statement, like, what projection, expectation, decision, conclusion, rejection, separation am I using of the holiday season and Christmas? Will I destroy and uncreate all of those, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond? And also running that on, like, if you're going to a big family event, to run what projections, expectations, conclusions, decisions, computations, rejections, separations have I created with my family or a family member? Will I destroy and uncreate all of that and everything that doesn't allow it, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all my interests, boys and beyond? That can really create some ease with your family situations if you do have a stressful, like you got to go home for the holidays and deal with your crazy mother or aunt or brother or whoever. Like if you run a statement like that on them, it kind of unlocks what you've like created and projected and expected of them and allows a space to come in and for something new to be created. And what, I mean, that's just wonderful that you can even do something like that and create better relationships and a better time this time of year. So what invention are you using to create the family crazy you are choosing? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Times a godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Well, I think I did a good run, and I got us through 22 minutes of the show without someone to talk to. So I'm actually going to cut this episode a few minutes short. Lori can be found, and she's not with us today, at living-in-magic.com. She is in the Denver area, and I can be found at www.danielleclaudiabear.com, and my last name is spelled B-E-A-R-R-E. We are going to be building a website for the Carousel of Consciousness where we will be writing in full detail about each episode, and we are not exactly sure what the URL is going to be right now. Be sure to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/carouselofconsciousness, and I look forward to talking to you all next week. Sorry I'm cutting it short, but thank you. Bye.